And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest again this week is NDSU Extension Forage Specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, forage testing is important this time of year. How do you go about this process?
We talked a couple weeks ago about the implications of body condition in cows and results of perhaps low body condition leading to open cows. A lot of tests to get back what we need to know run about $20. When you consider an open cow, she's going to cost you a calf, which right now in today's market is $1,200, plus the cost of just maintaining that cow for a year. So a $20 hay test can really, really save you a lot of money.
More on forage testing when we come back.
BTO is back. Bachman Turner Overdrive featuring Randy Bachman. Back in Overdrive Tour. Saturday, February 17th at Four Bears Casino and Lodge. BTO Live. Tickets on sale now at fourbearscasino.com or 800-294-5454. Fun buses available.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking forage testing today with James Rogers on Ranching Issues. And James, what are implications if you don't know the exact quality of your forage?
So we talked about moving the body condition of a cow up from like a 4 to a 5, and it's going to take about 100 pounds of weight gain to do that. So depending upon the amount of time that you have to get that done is going to determine how much gain she's going to have per day. But it comes down to these cows are going to need a lot of energy to make them move up. Forages are going to be your base, and you probably have a wide range of quality on your place right now, from good to maybe poor quality, and you're going to blend those together. If you don't know what the quality is of each one, you're just taking a guess as to the quality of that ration, and she may still lose condition on the ration you've built if you don't know what the quality is of the components.
All right, good stuff, James, and that'll bring this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge near Newtown, North Dakota, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solution.